Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
And a good Tuesday morning from the 1010 Winds newsroom. I'm Lee Harrison here. John Montone's out there. Glenn Schuck is on assignments on the impeachment desk this morning. It was a basketball tournament in the Bronx yesterday to mark Martin Luther King Jr. Day. It turned out badly, although it could have turned out a lot worse, as John Montone reports. Live from Mott Haven this morning. John?
And Lee, there were game-ending shots in the famous Gauchos Gymnasium. This young lady telling reporters she spotted the guy with the gun.
And I see this guy in all black with a gun, and he's moving in the back, in the middle of the court, and he's firing into the crowd of people on the bleachers.
And then came the surge towards the exits.
Everybody just bum rushed out. People were trampling over me. My sister's a little traumatized right now. It's her first experience like this. It was really terrible.
Thankfully, no one was hit by a bullet, although some people were trampled. The guy with the gun got away, and a day on which we celebrate an American Prince of Peace ended in violence.
John Montone, live from the Mott Haven section of the Bronx this morning. An 11-year-old girl was killed late last night in a fire in Midwood, Brooklyn. That fire broke out inside 761 Ocean Parkway around 10:30. The victim identified as Sheer Taved. She died of smoke inhalation. A boy who lives next door tells the New York Post there was a burst of fire. Everything was orange. At this point, the fire department says this does not appear to have been of suspicious origin. A 63-year-old woman was shot to death last night in her apartment in the Sumner Houses in Bed-Stuy. Police have arrested a suspect, her 43-year-old son. Police sources say Jason Argentina called a friend right after the killing and confessed. The friend told him to meet him at the corner of Marcus Garvey and Park Avenue, and then he called the cops, who were waiting when Argentina arrived. Charges against him are pending. There's no word yet on what led to the shooting. The war on the elderly grinds on in the city. The latest victim that we know of, an 81-year-old woman in Bay Ridge. A much younger man grabbed her purse. She tried to hold on to it, so he shoved her to the ground, causing her to hit her head on a metal fence. He got $5 cash for his efforts, plus some bank and credit cards. There are surveillance photos of this guy, and we're putting them up at 1010winds.com. Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams marked MLK Day by demanding that some newly arrived New Yorkers go back where they came from.
Go back to Iowa. You go back to Ohio. New York City belongs to the people that was here and made New York City what it is. And I know I'm a New Yorker. I protected this city. I have a right to put my voice in how the city should run.
Adams, speaking at Al Sharpton's National Action Network in Harlem, told the crowd that gentrifiers were hijacking their apartments. Called out on Twitter for what some considered racist comments, Adams attempted to clarify his remarks by replying, "Anyone can be a New Yorker. Not everyone comes to our city with the spirit of being part of our city." Adams is considering a run for mayor next year. The MTA is doing better, if it does say so itself. We have new numbers for calendar year 2019 showing subway weekday on-time performance at a six-year high, over 80%. That's about 20% better than the previous year and the first time above 80% since 2013. The LIRR also did better. 92.4% of its trains were on time last year, the best on-time performance since 2016. Metro North's on-time performance was even better, 94.4%, with 55% fewer train cancellations last year. Back to the subway, City Transit President Andy Byford says, "Thanks to the relentless hard work of our team, I am tremendously proud to say that improvements are now the norm." Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.